Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. And today, we're going to be looking at the conditionals, specifically the zero and the first conditional. So, first of all, what is a conditional? Well, these are if or when sentences, and there are four of them. The zero conditional, the first, second, and third conditional. And they're all about what the result of something is, or will be, or would have been, if something else happens, or happened, or had happened. We're creating a situation based on the possibility of another thing happening. So today we're going to be focusing on the zero and the first conditionals. So let's look at two sentences now. Here's the first one. If I sleep badly, I find it difficult to concentrate. If I sleep badly, I find it difficult to concentrate. Now with this sentence, are we talking about the future? What will happen in the future if I sleep badly? Or are we talking about life in general? What happens in general if I sleep badly? Well, it is speaking in general. We're not talking about the future here. We're saying that if I sleep badly, this is what always happens. I find it difficult to concentrate every time. Not in the future, not in the past, but every time. So this is an example of the zero conditional. The zero conditional is all about what happens if or when something else happens in a general way. Here's another sentence. If we don't leave soon, we will miss the train. If we don't leave soon, we will miss the train. So here again, are we talking about the future? What will happen if we don't leave soon? Or are we speaking about what always happens, what generally happens if we don't leave soon? And in this case, we are actually talking about the future. What will happen if we don't leave soon? This is the first conditional. So the zero conditional is about what happens in general, and the first conditional is all about what will happen in the future if or when something else happens. Let's look at the structure of both of these conditionals. Firstly, the zero conditional. Now this is quite easy because all you need to think about is the present simple tense on both sides of the sentence. For example, I always burn when I sunbathe. I always burn when I sunbathe. Present simple, I always burn when I sunbathe. Present simple again. Another example, I usually spend too much money when I go on holiday. And a final example, if I drink too much coffee, I don't sleep very well. So hopefully you'll see with all these examples, we are talking about what happens if or when something else happens. We're not talking about the future. We're not talking about the past. We're talking about the situation, life in general. Now let's look at the structure for the first conditional, which is all about the future, what will happen in the future if or when something happens. So the structure here is, again, we need the present simple after if or when. And then the other side of the sentence, the result, is in the future simple tense. For example, if we win the match, we will celebrate by going to the pub. So the result of this is we will celebrate. The result is the future simple. And the if part is present simple, if we win the match. The second example, if they get home late, they will order a takeaway from the local pizza restaurant. Again, the result of them arriving home late is that they will, future simple, order a takeaway from the local pizza restaurant. A common mistake with the first conditional is people saying, if I will do this, or if we will. But try to remember that after if or when, we use the present simple. So not if we will win the match, but if we win the match. And not if they will get home late, but if they get home late. Present simple after if or when, and then the result, the other side of the sentence, that is when we use the future simple tense, will. Quite simply, the first conditional is a fact about the future on the condition that something else happens. So that's the difference between the zero and the first conditional. The zero conditional is all about life in general, whereas the first conditional, which is also known as the real future conditional, is simply speaking about the future if something else happens. Okay, that's all from me for today's podcast. And remember, if you're interested in taking English classes with me online, you can find all my information on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. That's learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.
Avant de vous quitter pour aujourd'hui, je suis très heureux de vous annoncer le retour d'un podcast dont les plus anciens d'entre vous se souviennent peut-être, Petit Curieux. C'est un podcast pour les enfants de 7 à 12 ans dans lequel je réponds de manière adaptée à leur âge et de la façon la plus pédagogique possible en une minute à une question par jour, une question que peuvent se poser les enfants, bien sûr. Par exemple, les épisodes suivants sont déjà dispo. Pourquoi les flamants roses sont-ils roses? Comment font les avions pour voler? Peut-on vraiment mourir de rire? Ou pourquoi le coq chante le matin? Et puis cette semaine, je traiterai par exemple de pourquoi y a-t-il une trace blanche derrière les avions dans le ciel? Ou encore, les licornes ont-elles vraiment existé? Sur ce podcast, je publie tous les jours à 6h du matin, du lundi au vendredi. Pour l'écouter ou vous abonner, rien de plus simple. Cherchez Petit Curieux, petit avec un S, dans Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Deezer ou toute autre application de podcast. Ou alors, rendez-vous sur chosesasavoir.com et vous le trouverez dans la liste. Voilà, bonne écoute et à très vite.